Introducing today's contestants. A gameplay engineer from Belmont, California, Mary Dang. A marine aviator, originally from Ringgold, New Jersey, John Bassar. And our returning champion, an assistant athletics director from Menlo Park, California, Kate Lazo, whose one day cash winnings total $16,800. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, everyone. Information for you and for our champion, Kate. On yesterday's program, you weren't able to tell me how much your mother won as a contestant on Jeopardy in our third season. I had our researchers look into it. She won $29,000, which means you have to win $58,000 in order to match her, because remember, we doubled the dollar amounts. John and Mary, good to have you here. Welcome aboard. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And here are the categories the three of you get to deal with today. American history, good subject, followed by bread, even better. Abandoned places, anagrams, classic sitcoms by episode title. We'll give you the episode title. And finally, 37 is heaven. Kate, start.
Let's do American history for 600.
In the 1930s, the AFL expelled members of this group from its ranks. In 1955, the two organizations reunited. John.
What is the CIO?
That's it.
American History 200.
In 2005, 80% of New Orleans was flooded by this cataclysm. Kate.
What is Hurricane Katrina?
That's the one.
American History for 4.
First Lady Helen Taft arranged the planting of hundreds of these trees along the Potomac River in Washington. John.
What are cherry trees?
Japanese cherry trees. Correct.
History 800.
In 1951, Matthew Ridgway replaced this general as Allied commander in the Far East. John?
Who is MacArthur?
He's the one.
American History 1000.
During the winter of 1777-78 at Valley Forge, a tired and disorganized Continental Army was drilled into shape by this German baron. John?
Who is Steuben?
Yes, von Steuben.
Bread 200.
The perfect foil for corned beef or pastrami at a Jewish deli is this bread, traditionally made with caraway seeds. John.
What is rye bread?
Right.
400, bread.
This long, thin loaf of French bread has cleverly been called a French stick, though its name actually means little rod. John.
What is a baguette?
Good.
Bread 600.
Gold miners in the Klondike got this nickname after a bread they made. John.
What is sourdough?
Yes.
Bread 800.
Why do hamburger buns commonly feature these seeds, also known as Benny? No one seems to know. Kate.
What are sesame seeds?
Right.
Bread for 1,000.
Italian breads include focaccia and this one, whose name means slipper. And that would be ciabatta. Back to you, Kate.
Let's go to sitcoms for 200.
The one after Ross says Rachel. Mary.
What is Friends?
That's the series.
Let's do 37 is heaven for 200.
37 degrees is normal human body temperature on this scale. Kate.
What is Celsius?
Yes.
Sitcoms for 400.
Edith flips her wig. John.
What is All in the Family?
Yes.
Sitcom 600.
Opie and the Bully. John.
What is Andy Griffith?
Yeah.
Sitcoms 800.
Castaways Pictures presents. John.
What is Gilligan's Island?
That's right.
Sitcoms 1000.
The Lady in the Bottle. John.
What is I Dream of Jeannie?
You got it. And that takes you up to 6,800. You're off to a very good start. I hate to slow you down, but we've got to pause for this. We'll come back. If you're a math fan, you know that there is a Pi Day every year. Mary Dang, you're a gameplay engineer, and you're familiar with Pi Day. Do you remember what date it's on?
March 14th.
And you celebrate in a special way.
I do. In the week leading to, I bake about 12 varieties of pie from scratch.
Wow.
And I invite up to 25 friends into my apartment, and we all eat pie for the whole day.
But does math play any part in this celebration, or it's just eating pies?
None whatsoever. It's just pie.
Just pie. Okay. John Bassard is a Marine aviator, a third-generation aviator, but all in the Marines or in other services?
Actually, I'm the only one in the service still doing it. My grandfather was a private pilot and served in the Army Air Corps, World War II. My father was a physician, but a recreational pilot. And he got me hooked on that.
He's the one who got you hooked.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a great way to enjoy life, isn't it?
It's a wonderful vocation.
Yeah. Kate Lazo is an assistant athletics director from Menlo Park, who was the captain of her high school cheerleading squad, even though you had never seen a football game or been to a football game?
Yes, and I still actually have never been to a high school football game. I've been to plenty of college football games, but I've never a high school one. I went to high school just outside of London, so no American football over there.
Ah, okay. Did you get a lot of teasing because of that?
Yeah, when I came to college in the States, one of my great friends who was an offensive lineman on the team could not believe that I asked him what a down was. And look at, now I'm in athletics.
All right. Let's get back to John. He gave us the last correct response, so he picks the next clue. Go ahead, John.
Abandoned places 200.
The ancient town of Krakow in this country's boot was abandoned after a 1980 earthquake. Mary.
Was Italy.
That's the country.
Abandoned places for 400.
Home to one of Japan's major mines for this fuel, Battleship Island was abandoned in the 1970s when the supply petered out. Kate.
What is oil?
Nope. John.
What is coal?
Coal is right.
Abandoned 600.
Answer.
Daily double. All righty. Let's wager 1,000.
Okay. The exclusion zone created after this 1986 event covers some 1,600 square miles. And you should still keep out.
What is Chernobyl?
Correct. Pick again.
Abandoned 800.
Once a glamorous resort, Varosha on this island has been off limits since 1974 fighting between Greeks and Turks. John.
What is Cyprus?
Correct.
Abandoned 1,000.
A station for hunting these at Gritviken on South Georgia has been abandoned for decades. And that's fine with us. Kate.
What are whales?
Whales, yes.
37 for 400.
Casey Stengel played for the Dodgers and Giants, but had his number 37 retired by these other two New York teams he managed. Kate.
Who are the Yankees and the Mets?
Yep.
Okay.
37 for 600.
This Texan was the USA's 37th vice president and 36th president. Mary.
Who's LBJ?
Yeah.
37 for 800.
The character of Rick Blaine in this classic movie is 37 years old. John.
What is Casablanca?
That's the one.
37 for 1,000.
According to legend, on his journey of conquest in 218 BC, this man brought 37 elephants with him. Kate.
Who is Hannibal?
Hannibal, yes.
Anagrams for 200.
I seem to recall the old house having this room to store food over the winter. John?
What is a cellar?
Cellar, recall, yeah.
Anagrams 400.
This closed figure is integral to a branch of math. Integral, triangle. Back to you, John.
Anagram 600.
It's how the ladies got across the lake to the island. They sailed. John.
Anagrams 800.
In the Southwest, a Native American abode was commonly made of this. John?
What is adobe?
Adobe, yeah. Now the last clue. It was quite an ordeal getting to this Texas city. John?
What is Laredo?
Laredo, ordeal. And look at that, 11,800. The ladies have a great deal of catching up to do. Mary, though, will go first in Double Jeopardy right after this. It's going to be tough for this week's pattern to hold true, the player at the third lectern winning the game. But, Mary, a lot of cash in the round, and here are the categories for your selection. We start with Celebrity Class of 1980, followed by a novel category, Inventors and Inventions, British Royal Residences, yes, Crime and Punishment, and from B to C. Each correct response beginning with the letter B, ending with the letter C. Start.
Let's do British royal residences for 400.
Edward VII called this official London residence of the royal family a sepulcher. Kate.
What is Buckingham Palace?
Right.
Royal residences for 800.
A major royal residence until a 1512 fire, the Palace of Westminster is now home to these houses. John.
What is Parliament?
Good.
Inventors, 400.
On June 12, 1817, Baron von Drais went several miles demonstrating his two-wheeled running machine, an early version of this. Mary?
Was it bicycle?
Bicycle, yeah.
British royal residences for 1200.
Carnarvon Castle was used by Edward I in the 13th century when subduing this country, now part of the United Kingdom. Mary.
What is Scotland?
Nope. John.
What is Wales?
Wales is right.
Inventor is 800.
In 1714, physicist Daniel Fahrenheit invented the first thermometer to use this liquid. Kate.
What is mercury?
Yes.
Royal residences for 16.
Originally a Saxon castle, this edifice overlooks the Thames River and is where several English monarchs are entombed. Kate?
What is Windsor?
Windsor, yes.
And royal residences for 2000.
This castle on the River Dee, where the royal family spends summers, is lovingly called the Highland Barn. Kate?
What is Balmoral?
Yes.
Crime and Punishment, 400.
Sirhan Sirhan. For the 1968 assassination of this man, the death sentence commuted to life in prison. John.
Who is RFK?
RFK, Robert Kennedy.
Crime and Punishment, 800.
In 2009, for securities fraud, investment advisor fraud, false filings with the SEC, and other crimes, 150 years in prison for him. Kate.
Who is Madoff?
Bernie Madoff, correct.
Crime for 1200.
Nathuram Godse, who murdered this man in 1948 as he headed to a prayer meeting. Death by hanging. Mary.
Who's Gandhi?
Good.
Celebrity class of 1980 for 400.
Before running The Office, he starred in school plays like How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. John?
Who is Steve Carell?
Yes.
Crime and Punishment, 1600.
30-year CIA veteran Aldrich Ames in 1994 for tax evasion and this more serious crime, life without parole. John?
What is espionage?
Yes.
Class of 1980, 800.
His yearbook mentions he did varsity wrestling and varsity soccer, and his original last name was Maypother. Mary?
Who's Tom Cruise?
Yep.
1980 for 1200.
This future Oscar winner was valedictorian of her graduating class at the Lycée Français in Los Angeles. Mary?
Who is Foster?
Jodie Foster, yep.
Same category, 1600.
She was on the fast track her senior year, winning the AAU Junior Olympics pentathlon. In 1988, she would win the Olympic heptathlon. Mary?
Who is Jackie Joyner-Kersee?
Yes.
1980 for 2000.
At her Connecticut high school, most of this lawyer and conservative media pundit's jabs were as a member of the fencing team. John.
Who is Ann Coulter?
Yep.
B to C for 400.
One side in the Cold War was often called the Eastern This Group. Kate.
What is the Bloc?
Good.
B for 800.
Pressure measured in millibars. John.
What is barometric?
Yes.
B to C, 1200.
This variety of pear is crisp and in season from September to April. John.
What is Bosch? What is Bosque?
Bosque, thank you.
B to C, 1600.
Religious territorial jurisdiction, also known as a diocese. Kate.
What is a bishopric?
That's it.
B for 2000.
A legal opinion by all the judges of an appeals court, not just a smaller panel, is given on this, French for bench. Kate?
What is en banc?
Yes.
Crime and Punishment for 2000.
This attorney general, for his role in the Watergate scandal, ultimately 19 months in prison. And the attorney general was John Mitchell. Kate, back to you.
Let's go to novel for 12.
In 1998, Iran declared it no longer sought Salman Rushdie's death over this novel. John?
What is the Satanic Verses?
That's right.
Inventors, 1200.
In 1986, Dr. Patricia Bath invented a device that safely uses one of these beams to remove cataracts in the eye. Mary.
What is a laser?
Yes.
Inventors for 1600.
Laszlo and Gyorgy Biru of Hungary used a novel tip when making this easy-to-use implement in the 1930s. John?
What is a pen?
Be more specific.
What is a ballpoint pen?
Thank you.
Inventors 2000.
Answer. And look at the score. You have almost twice as much money as your nearest competitor.
Let's wager 2000.
Okay. Inspired as a boy by H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, he launched the world's first liquid-fueled rocket in 1926.
Who is Goddard?
Robert Goddard, yes. Well, again.
Novel 400.
Alley Cross, a book for young mystery fans, features the son of Alex Cross from novels by this author. One of the most popular today, James Patterson. John, back to you.
Novel 800.
Larry McMurtry won high praise for this 1985 novel about an 1800s cattle drive from Texas to Montana. John.
What is Lonesome Dove?
Yes.
Novel 1600.
Answer there. The other Daily Double.
Let's stick with 1600.
Okay. E.M. Forster saw his first major success in 1910 with this novel, named for a country estate. Hurry. Is it coming? What is Howard's End? And now the last clue for 2000. This Donna Tartt bestseller begins, "While I was still in Amsterdam, I dreamed about my mother for the first time in years." And the novel is called The Goldfinch. The game is not a runaway. Very close, but not a runaway. All three of you still in it for Final Jeopardy. Here comes the category. U.S. monuments. Monuments. Think about it. The wagers will be made during this break, and then we'll come back to reveal the clue, as we always do.
The Geico Gecko walks across this New York landmark. Forget about it. What is the Brooklyn Bridge? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Category for final today is U.S. monuments. Players, here's your clue. More than 100 years after it was first proposed, this monument was dedicated by President Chester Arthur. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. You could take a lucky guess on this one, or if you knew that Chester Arthur was president from 1881 to 85, you could do the math very handsomely. All right, we'll come to Mary first. She had 6,200. Her response was the Washington Monument, and that is right. It'll add something to her total, 6,000. She's at 12,200, and that takes us down to Kate, who had 12,800. Did she come up with a Washington Monument? She did. Nice printing, too. And you add 12,775. You are in the lead for the moment. But John played really well and seems to be knowledgeable in all kinds of categories. Let's take a look at his response. Washington Monument, he's right. Did he risk enough? Yes, 2,000. That takes him to 26,200. Makes him the champion who will get to enjoy the weekend feeling good about his performance. But I thank all three of you. Good game. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Today, strong immunity and better nutrition are essential. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
Mesothelioma, it's all we do. With 9 offices across the country, let us come meet with you. Call us at 1-800-289-7000.
This holiday, share all the fun and special moments of the season with your dog with Tasty Blue Treats.
After saving a stranger's life, Seven is on your side there for an emotional meeting between a kidney donor and the recipient. And then?
A little bit of a lull in the pattern. It's going to be cool but dry for your Saturday. But right behind it, our next weather maker, your updated futurecast at 11.